not a lot for me to say about them for this next month. But today I'll still do a little bit of a small recap on each of the sports that are actively in their seasons right now. And then we'll move on to this episode's Sport Media of the Week. And I'm just going to make that a bit of a longer segment for today. I got two movies to talk about instead of one. So with that being said, let's get into today's episode. So starting with men's hockey today, the UBC Thunderbirds' most recent win was just last weekend against the Regina Cougars in our home arena at Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center. They were able to close out this 2023 year in the Canada season with a 7-1 win. This keeps the T-Birds at a 14-win, 14-loss record for the season so far, just 1 point behind the Calgary Dinos, who are leading the conference as we head into 2024. The T-Birds' star player of the game would have to be Scott Atkinson. He scored 2 goals and had 2 assists, making this his 4th 4-point game so far in the season, while goaltender Cole Schwebes made 22 saves. The men's hockey team will kick off their 2024 year playing an away game against the Saskatchewan Huskies on January 6th. For women's hockey, the Thunderbirds completed their season series with a sweep against the Regina Cougars, taking the game in a 4-0 shutout win. Goalkeeper Kayla McDougall stopped all 24 shots on net, earning her 3rd win of the season and 1st ever career shutout, so that's awesome. For those of you that don't know, by the way, a shutout is when you get no goals scored on your net, which might be self-explanatory, but just in case, thought I'd clear that up. Anyways, this was UBC's 3rd win in a row, putting them 1st in the CanWest standings heading into 2024. Their first game will be back on January 5th at home at UBC, playing the Manitoba Bison. In men's volleyball news, I actually went to this game live last weekend, and it was super fun and really successful for the T-Birds. Shout out to Alex for joining me, really appreciated that. We gave live updates on the CITR Sports Instagram account, which everybody should go follow, by the way, and it was, yeah, lots of fun. The Thunderbirds won in straight sets over the Calgary Dinos, with Connor Tubb leading UBC in kills with 16 kills. Reeve Gingera had 15 kills and 4 digs in this game, while Mason Greaves had 42 assists. Mason is leading Canada in assists right now with 9 matches that have over 40 assists in the game, which is incredible. Their next season will take place at home in War Memorial Gym against Manitoba Bison on January 19th. I definitely recommend going to watch that game. It was really exciting, and you can get your tickets at the UBC Thunderbird website completely for free if you are a UBC student. Next up, we have women's volleyball, which was also covered by Alex and I. By the way, a lot of the T-Bird games are basically a 2-for-1 with women and men's teams, because they usually hit back-to-back. So you can really take snacks and camp out and enjoy a couple games. It's a whole event. This game was super exciting, and the T-Birds were able to pull out the win in 4 sets. Katarina Pantovich had 13 kills and 2 aces in the game, while Lucy Borowski had 11 kills and 5 aces. Elizabeth Lee also performed well. She had 9 kills and 3 aces in the best of the 5 games. Their record now is 11 wins, 1 loss for the season, and they'll be able to keep that momentum going as they return to play some away games against the UBC Okanagan Heat team on January 5th in Kelowna. Next, we'll talk about men's basketball. They haven't played at home for a bit now, but I'm really excited to go check out those games live when they are back in the new year. The T-Birds most recently played the McEwen Griffins in Edmonton. They won with a final score of 96-63, making their season record 6 wins, 4 losses so far. Adam Olsen led the team with 17 points and 6 rebounds. Fareed Chitou had 15 points and 10 rebounds. And 5 other players on the team also scored double digits for the team. They've been having a really exciting season so far, and they'll get to pick up after the break back at home on January 6th to play against Trinity Western Spartans. Finally, for women's basketball, they also played the McEwen Griffins in Edmonton and had an absolutely dominating game. They won 88-26, holding the Griffins to their lowest scoring game. Sarah Tonguzi scored 17 points, Mona Berlitz scored 16 points and had 11 rebounds, and Olivia Week scored 10 points with 13 rebounds. Just really even across the top players there. Their current record is 8 wins, 2 losses in the Can West standings, and they will return to play on January 5th, also at home in War Memorial Gym against the Trinity Western Spartans. Yeah, I'll probably give more updates on the exact days and times of the competitions happening at home in next week's episode, just a bit closer to the new year. So stay tuned for those.
Yeah, apologies. I know that was pretty short, but that is all I have for our sports updates today. So now let's just take a little break. And when I return, we'll get into this episode's sport media of the week.
Hey, Vancouver. For fans of Ocean Alley, Flip Turn, and Still Woozy, alt rockers Juice are bringing their signature blend of rock, pop, R&B, and hip-hop to the Biltmore Cabaret on February 3rd, with support from Hembry. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at admitone.com. If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault, you are not alone. Stand Informed Legal Advice Services is a new program offered by Community Legal Assistance Society that provides free legal advice to anyone who lives in BC and has experienced sexual assault in this province. Stand Informed offers up to 3 hours of free, confidential legal advice, regardless of age, gender, income, whether the assault has been reported to the police, or if you are uncertain that what you experienced is sexual assault. To access Stand Informed services, call 604-673-3143 or email standinformed@clasbc.net. K'Lalalalam is an urban Indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, K'Lalalalam aims to partner Indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the Downtown Eastside by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, k'lalalalam.ca, or Instagram at K-I-L-A-L-A-L-E-L-U-M to learn more or donate.
Welcome to the Medicine Show. The Medicine Show is a live music-focused variety show with an array of genres, creating healing energy, inspiring real people to foster our healthiest lives holistically. On CITR Radio, 101.9 FM on Musqueam Land in Vancouver, Canada. Every second Wednesday night, 7 to 9, and videos online. This is the
Medicine Show. Y'all listening to the Medicine Show, baby!
Broadcasting healing energy with love, music, and laughter. Yeah!
We're on the Medicine Show, yes.
Welcome back. You're listening to Thunderbird Eye on CITR 101.9 FM. So for this episode, Sport Media of the Week, I'm going to be talking about and kind of comparing two movies that are a little similar in plot and storyline, She's the Man and Bended Like Beckham. So firstly, She's the Man stars Amanda Bynes as Viola Johnson, who poses as her twin brother Sebastian at his new boarding school so that she can play soccer on their team after the women's team got cut at her school. At this new school, she then falls in love with her brother's roommate, Duke, who is in love with the school's popular pretty girl, Olivia. And Olivia is actually in love with Sebastian. But Sebastian's really Viola. So, not even a triangle. I don't know, Pentagon. There's a love pentagon going on, which makes it really exciting. It's funny to watch. A lot goes down at the end of this movie, and it's really funny and very nostalgic too. I watched this movie this summer on a flight, and it was just scrolling through, and I like completely forgot about it. And then when I saw it, I was like, I just knew I had to watch it at that moment. It was great. And I felt like I was watching it for the very first time again because it had been so long, and it was really funny. Like, the humor totally holds up after all these years. Fun fact about this movie is that it's actually based off the Shakespeare play Twelfth Night, and they actually include the same names as well, like Viola, Olivia, Sebastian, and then the Duke is just Duke, played by Channing Tatum. Also, the writer of She's the Man, Karen McCullough, also wrote 10 Things I Hate About You and Legally Blonde. So she's goated for sure. No misses with this lady and her movies. So for this movie, the songs I'm going to be playing for you are from the soundtrack, of course. I've selected Love Is All Around by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Hold You in My Arms by Ray LaMontagne. Love Is All Around is a single by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, who are very famous for so many songs, including I Love Rock and Roll and Bad Reputation. And I chose to include the song for this segment because to me it really encompasses that 2000s angsty teen vibe that this movie has. It's super nostalgic and like it just feels like the background song of like a messy getting ready montage that the main character is having at the beginning of the movie, and like getting ready in a room and rushing out the door, and then the song playing in her earbuds, and then she's interrupted with like the honk of a car from the most popular guy in school. That's kind of that might be the start of 10 Things I Hate About You. Anyways, I can't remember if that's actually how this song is used in this movie, but it very well could be. And the second one I chose, Hold You in My Arms by Ray LaMontagne, off the 2004 album Trouble. It's just a beautiful song, and in the movie it's played kind of near the end of things, like while they're being resolved, and I won't spoil the resolution for the very few people that haven't seen this movie yet, but yeah, it's just one of my favorites off the soundtrack. So let's give those two songs a listen and then come back to talk about Bend It Like Beckham. This is Love Is All Around by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Hold You in My Arms by Ray LaMontagne.
Seems like everywhere you turn, catastrophe reigns. But who really profits from the dying? I could hold you in my arms. I could hold you forever. And I could hold you in my arms. Kissed my lips with my mouth so full of questions. My worried mind is your quiet. Place your hands on my face, close my eyes and say that love is a poor man's food, no prophesy. Of war, symptoms of madness. Don't let your eyes refuse to see. Don't let your ears refuse to hear. You ain't never gonna shake the sense of sadness. I could hold you in my arms.
You're listening to Thunderbird Eye on CITR 101.9 FM. Those two songs that you just heard were Love Is All Around and Hold You In My Arms from the She's the Man soundtrack. I hope you enjoyed. The next movie I'm going to talk about is called Bend It Like Beckham. And this movie was actually a suggestion from Henna, our collective lead. leader. I was really excited to talk about it when she mentioned it. I just knew I had to include it. So Bandit Like Beckham is about an Indian girl named Jess, played by Parminder Nagra, who has really strict parents and isn't allowed to play on a proper soccer team, even though she loves it and is quite good. So she kind of just like plays on her own. And then one day, another girl played by Keira Knightley convinces Jess to play on her team, which then she has to hide from her parents and come up with all these elaborate excuses. And it's really entertaining. Personally, I love this film, especially for the jokes it makes about Indian parents and households. They're low-key very accurate. Bend It Like Beckham is titled after David Beckham, of course, and his ability to bend the soccer ball when shooting. So it kind of goes in one direction and then another. Highly recommend just watching some highlights. If you don't know what the shot looks like, it's kind of law-defying. It was also really cool to see this young brown girl playing soccer because of David Beckham. That's pretty awesome. I felt a lot like watching myself a while ago. I definitely had my own soccer idols growing up, mainly probably like Messi or Ronaldo. But also a big one was Christine Sinclair. And by the way, speaking of Christine Sinclair, she recently played her last international soccer game. And I got to go watch it last week, and it was a really awesome game. They played Australia, and they won 1-0, and it was super special. Yeah, it was honestly really emotional for both Christine Sinclair and myself. They had a video that showed her highlights and growing up on the team, and honestly, anytime you play clips of someone growing up over emotional music, I will cry. So that was special. Me and Christine both cried at this game. It was also really awesome to see so many generations of women that play soccer, where Christine Sinclair is just like a role model for everybody. I remember making a collage and having her poster up in my room, and absolutely everyone on my soccer team was always fighting for the number 12 every single year. But anyways, I guess if there was a movie called like Soccer Like Sinclair, I would be sprinting to that audition to play the Indian girl that wants to be like her. But anyways, both Keira Knightley and Parminder Nagra both had to spend months training for this movie, and other players on their team were actually played by real soccer players. So not even just actors, just real soccer players. So another fun fact, and I love this one, is that the director, Gurinder Chadha, not only had her own cameo in this movie while she's running in an Indian suit, but she cast other members of her family as well to play the grandmas and family members in this movie. Yeah, this movie is so great. I highly recommend it, and it came before She's the Man. So if you are a She's the Man fan, you basically have to watch this one to pay your dues. Also, while I was picking the songs for this movie that I wanted to play, I got really confused for like 20 minutes because I kept finding songs that were actually from the Bend It Like Beckham musical soundtrack, which I didn't know existed. But yes, the movie was turned into a musical over 10 years after coming out. And maybe that's next on my list, is to watch the Bend It Like Beckham musical. So for the first song I chose from the soundtrack, it's gonna be Jin the Mahi by Mulkeet Singh. I think if I chose a Punjabi song by any other artist, my dad would have to disown me. But Jin the Mahi, the name of the song, roughly translates to my life, which is pretty synonymous with like my love, my heart, sweetheart, things like that. Kind of just addressing your love with endearment. Yeah, I think also the way that Western pop music and then Bhangra and Bollywood music represent things in this movie is really cool. The Western songs usually play when Jess is choosing soccer and these like more Western values over her family's responsibilities that they want for her. And then the more cultural music, like the song that we'll play, is when she's choosing family over soccer. And yeah, it's just quite symbolic. I like how that plays out. The second song from the soundtrack I'm going to play is Atomic by Blondie, mainly because I really like Blondie, but the song also plays in the movie when Jess is on a soccer trip in Germany and gets to explore the tourist attractions. So yet another like montage-y kind of song, which I love. I love montage songs. They just really showcase the music. Overall, I thought these two movies of She's the Man and Bend It Like Beckham would be kind of good to include in the same segment. Firstly, because they both are about girls playing soccer in unconventional ways, and secondly because of the ways that they show gender in sport. With She's the Man, Viola can't play on her soccer team because the school cuts the team, so she literally has to pretend to be her brother. And then with Bend It Like Beckham, Jess has to hide playing soccer because it's not for her family's ideals of how women are supposed to behave culturally. I'll play those two songs for you guys now from Bend It Like Beckham. And then that will be all for me tonight. Not too much to mention with Are You Bees Underwears, but I'm really excited to get into the new year with more interviews and new ideas and more updates and segments. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I hope everybody's having a wonderful winter so far. And I will speak to you again in 2 weeks' time. This was Thunderbird Eye on CITR 101.9 FM. And the songs you're about to hear are Jindamahi by Malkeet Singh and Atomic by Blondie.